5:06. If there's anybody here on 5:32, we're not gonna be doing this after today. We just got to go. We need to go right. We need to go right. You know, we'll take a quick look at it, probably on Thursday, but if there's anybody there who wants to do a stuff with us, we won't do it. We'll deal with 506, and at least at the time, we're going to be a day two, on 5:32, we had it scheduled.
We
still have. The answer is yes. We had it scheduled. We thought 5:32 was going to be here today, so we scheduled it for a long time.
Right.
And we had it all set up, but of course we didn't get the bill. So that's
okay. Okay, but we're still.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. But this moment.
Yeah,
that's okay.
And that will be publicized.
Well, I think there are people saying by the way, and we told them, and we signed it, said that we wouldn't be doing it.
Okay.
We didn't have to do it.
Okay.
We didn't have to
do it. Okay. We didn't
have to do it. Okay. We didn't have to do it. Okay. On 506. This is, no, unfortunately, this is going to fall out of time. I had a death in time. I mean, maybe it's early tomorrow, but I think probably not until Thursday.
I think it's
going
to be
Nancy. Nancy.
Congratulations, because it's sad, it's true, it's been up to 10,000 families and capitalization. The period of the typical is the capital of the building. And the congratulations. I heard no question in the first one, I passed over here. Was the capital becoming necessary to the creation and then to the group. And as a concept, I think that may very well place it beyond the chaos that most other people are
doing. I guess that's particularly, you know, we're doing this by the school district, you know, there's one argument that's made that they have elected bodies and they're elected bodies, but with expanded this REAAs and I guess item 7 is all other groups, if they say that right.
Yeah.
Kind of like, anybody who wants to form a group that has influence can do so, and do so without any regulation or oversight that states that. I guess I don't know that regulation automatically means to kill. I think on the other hand, there's some fear that I have is that there's large numbers of money capitalized. But they have to get rid of things anyway, right?
I know.
The school wouldn't have to get rid of the establish their own limits.
It's just that the school put their involvement and put the purposes of what's the
so how about the teaching about the side of wide men or wide building for school?
I believe they can place their limits on them. That's exactly what we've got right now. This kind of buffers for anyone, especially when they're pushing today, they have absolutely no interest.
Well, they're so long they have no proof. If they have proof, they have to have it.
It's a perfect
perfect.
A little bit of data in there.
Well, they sign them all at the front.
They're trying to find a person. They were looking at the selling the economic aspect of business and tobacco and typically selling it to individual group captains. You know, with the medical captains, they have a group group on the accident because individual group captains have to connect them from the $20,000 to $30,000 that being sold just to pay insurance for the background fee. And then the insurance provision is sold to pay for it. Maybe
put perhaps offer some information on what he has to have brought in hand. The fishing boat is not required to have insurance for crew members. Period.
Any
kind of thing. What the fishing boat is financed by any responsible financing agency, entity, bank, or institution that is required to have the classic hull without collision insurance, whatever, without the fire, if you're financed by freight money. And because of the peculiarities of maritime law, is likely to be required to have the P&I insurance, because an injured seaman can basically arrest the ship, the property. So therefore, the seaman crew requires it, because he doesn't want a superior lien to his mortgage coming from an arrest of the ship by an injured seaman. But as far as state or federal law requiring P&I, which is what the competition in this title, and that covers more than just that. It's not required.
Well, there's limits not required, but it may not be mandated by law, but the consequences of course are real. You have to sail without it. That's not so far. Because not only injured seaman have injured on the ship, if you injured seaman got off your ship in Kodiak, or you got wherever, went up snowmobiling in the mountains, that injured, you can arrest your ship. All injuries and seaman that happen regardless of whatever it is from home port to home port are responsible for the ship. So sail without insurance. Thank you.
into the job of the radio.
I don't know if it's true about that, but it's true.
My line is a question of Representative Quinn. What if this, if these schools were subjected to Chapter 36 out of Florida, which is the chapter that deals with trade taxes and fraud, and does not, you know, direct that they send the claims in accordance with the instead of before all the suits, I think those materials concerned about it, because you feel very good. According to the provisions in Chapter 36, they talk about misrepresentation, info message, deceptive acts, false advertising, false information, shifting, false financial statements, defamation, unfair discrimination, and so forth. What would you like to do with that? Would that be the three schools were suggested to Chapter 36? Would that be sympathetic to the consumer and the claimant, but not necessarily at a price that would impair their economic viability, the school price?
To say that, yes, it should be some protection. It relates in a certain form primarily to patterns and practices, not individual citizens. It relates to what we're called first party, but to the same thing we're called, as opposed to the people you hit. And it's a fairly weak but uniform unfair transparent practices act, the regulations to implement, were basically unfounded for a lot of reasons, and good reasons for the year. It doesn't relate to the solvency questions that Representative Quinn does. And I would like to state that John Jones has stated several times that we oppose regulating tools like this because also statutory insurance companies think we really only have the capability given us by law, classification, so forth, to regulate tools and things like that. But a lot of insurance like products around that we can't handle. But we can check on the rental tax. It's just total issues there, by the way. It's not a joke. There are other insurance like products around. Car warranty, mobile home warranty, that are sold by third parties. There is a gray area that's stuck in between business law and insurance. These tools work kind of far away. We operate on the law of contract. We operate on the law of serving in good faith, fiduciary duty, agent responsibility, in the common law sense. You're taking a shot on the common law in many cases. And we don't want to regulate it. We regulate it, you get 3 or 4 million in the certificates, and like 10% of your capital under one particular risk, 300,000, we regulate that. We can have a statutory statement. We can have a statutory examiner look at it. This is a graph of time, and this is book reading, it's statutory accounting. That's really weird. I think it. I don't know.
have no problem with the state practices and tests that they put in there, as long as we understand it is not some kind of heavy duty remedy whatsoever.
Thank you. some things can make it past you, and you're going to have to do anything about it. But this thing could easily end up by the burning because of the concern that everything would be wonderful. There is no history that I'm aware of in the United States of two failures because they weren't regulated by somebody. That's really an idea. He's got a lot of knowledge in there, but he's not worked directly with most of them. He's worked miles about it. I mean, there's got over 100 of them in California that have been operating for over 10 years and have not gone broke. I don't know who exactly will read about protecting. The rules about protecting the victim out there refuse to fail. Refuse to fail. The victim's only going to get the amount of coverage the person has anything. After that, we have to look at that individual perpetrator. That's something. There are no limits to cost if you put in anybody. Like that, the guy that does $100,000 cost, he's got $250,000 expense. That's not bad. No, that's just you on the top. So what I'm doing, maybe if I'm lucky, $100,000 out of the company, they're going to have to work something out with the guy himself on his car, his boat, his house. And how much money do you can come up with?
Mine is on a repealer. I still don't understand why we're repealing 2136-190. That is a section that has four subsections. The first says something about you can't use a fictitious group for purposes of making available insurance. The second subsection has to do with providing insurance at preferred rates or on a form other than that offered the person's anonymity, and then the two children get an asylum order, etc., and the two children get an asylum order at the time. Why do we need to be given?
Well, that's
why
we're
doing it
for more than
2 years. Well, we're doing it with everybody. It's part of that chapter we were just talking about, and the protection against fraud. Why do we need to be given?
The whole fictitious group thing is an acronym. That's a group of things that's technically illegal. and there were little loopholes in it, and now this is a competition, and that makes different things as well, so it's a little bit like changing the field, and then it's just a show, you know, this big type of control, ridiculously controlled, and not essentially violation, it hasn't hurt anything. It's a deregulation more than general. Those things are not particularly consumer protection, they are. The issue I might have to say is ordinary life insurance company protection, and those same ordinary life companies are now into the group business and handling towns and group and all life things are down maybe 20%, and there's competition for all, which is not a good way to protect health insurance and health and other stuff. And
the B of this section says group insurance plan cannot be offered at a preferred rate unless it's been approved by the director as not being unfairly discriminatory or otherwise conflict with a couple of sections,
The unfairly discriminatory, the unfairly discriminatory rate practice thing is other places in the code as well. I'm not the top of my head, but that's how rates are approved. But they're not excessive or inadequate and not unfairly discriminatory. Needless to say, they're very outrageous. Now, it isn't considered unfair discrimination. Even sex and age discrimination are not unfair discrimination in the sense of I think we safely fixed it by the way. One of the severe fears of firestorms and unfixing of protection of salaries in the day. Those are anachronistic. That's one of the major problems. And we have no problem with them being taken out. We've not come in and broke their face and very good.
Well, if I just offer maybe a way out of it, first we can write off some exceptions to that group in a group. Well, it just makes this bill here, this type of very good exception.
I'm a little bit concerned if I fully understand the implications of this thing and everybody else.
This is a particular group under that statute, because you need forms to control person to have insurance, but if they're reviewing the group, I'm just making an exception to this statute.
That's the same text, though, isn't
it?
Basically, I think you're going to say that it's telling you the difference from using it as a way to upset the student, like in the house, a particular group in the system.
Well, it's not B there, but this
Part of mortgage guarantee insurance, life insurance, security insurance, and moving contract for joint insurance arrangements under 2176 or something like that.
So I'd make that motion. So the effect of that is to delete section 5 and repeal section 6 and insert the new section.
It seems to me, Mr. Chairman, corporations basically are themselves and public services. They are regard services. Municipalities do the same thing here. Some services aren't really here. This seems to call the corporations out whatever you want. The churches and churches do the same thing with mutual agile. There's no mutual agile, there's no church agile. There are insurance examiners, there are bank examiners, treasury examiners. It's just a fact. If you've got a thing in there saying they'll hire an accountant, they'll hire an actuary, they'll make their stuff available, they'll have some kind of annual statement. There's a kind of experience around this that around this staff that can probably raise something like the same kind of regulatory ground that doesn't involve classic examining. And we charge for examining, so the bank examining. You don't stand there through your eyes, costing mega thousands to go examining, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. So if they do it themselves, ours themselves make it available to their members, if that's a corporation basis, stockholders, or church basis members, or whatever, And I think there's a provision in there about the asteroid being studied to see if they were regularized. Just fill out a graph of time and do a study to see if they, or are they not to do a study, whatever the standard is. I'm not mad at it. Seems to me there's a way to make them regularize the same way. It seems to be a common way to do the corporation to do the study.
In the general provisions for the same cooperative agreement shall provide for administration, functional use to organization, including most of the systems, procedures established to promote executive, enforcing the question of contributions, provide for additional units. All of these things that have to do. If you guys aren't going to regulate them, two of these people, two boys to work on, and two people that they don't do anything. I'm not worried about the municipalities or the school board, but the member of the group.
Yeah.
The fellow doesn't come to this anymore. I'm not even going to know this group.
Well, if you look on page two, you're supposed to receive a familiar with the group. That is cooperative agreement, including the provisions from annual determination by a county grant, whether it is a member of the county.
Okay, I missed that.
And procedures for establishing and hearing for active and growing sentiment. You have to really stand. And it goes down to B, and it says the actual subject, the examiner of indeterminate habit. The audit has to be conducted according to the standard, especially if you have to go through the same guy. And then you have to use a method of accounting that conforms with the general accepted government accounting principle. But you can't set up the same kind of book, or just use it in some other book, you've got to use the same thing. Most of the that would be kind of a system in nothing. I just got a measure that as of today, I am still trying to believe that about 75% of every workday is in Alaska. And that's stuff of what is happening out there in the real world. And if we don't give these people an opportunity to at least form their own association, I could have said 15 to 40 years ago, it's a lot of Rockies, and the Rockies are more large than they are. And they are not regulated in the city of Washington. And the purpose of building panels is in here to provide us with all the security needs so that the individual members of the staff are sure that we're security. And at least we're providing students to us some coverage for each of those potential victims that we may need to look to that so that there is no coverage today.
There is no valid reason for regulating these things. And if the exemption from the red eye process, which would protect the Eastern, is no longer available because of Title 21, which is created by foreign of the insurance industry, why don't we deregulate the entire insurance? Why doesn't your argument apply and say to all insurance companies? Why create a new class? Why not just do regulation?
Because it's a little bit more self-insured life and health has a lot of disadvantages. Starting with ERISA, any employer group would have to register with at least the Department of Labor, if not IRS, federal level. And this falls under ERISA. And the so-called employer trust that was created in about 76 to allow them to do this, now the states are saying, and now the feds are saying, oh, well, if they were crooked and they stole the money, then they are insurance states and should be regulated. Now, if they're legitimate and not stealing the money, then you're superior to regulating. It's a mess. The order of, the pecking order of this is like this. Property insurance, probably worth $30. Liability, no question. And then you see how it pulls out the liability. Maybe one, maybe not. Life and health, not real good. Long-term disability, look out.
For instance, if the health insurance, if somebody wants to self-insure, up to a certain amount, they buy an umbrella policy on top of that, they offer, you know, just offer an insurance policy for a municipality, you offer an insurance policy, $100 deductible to everybody, but we're going to self-insure for the first $2,000. We're going to buy a $2,000 deductible policy from someone else, but we're going to offer the term as if it was down to $100, but I think it's a risk of the first end of it. I think you're the self-insurance kind of thing. Am I wrong?
It's just a smart argument. The insurance policy, Chinese retro, time 1, time 2, time 3, time 4, but basically it's considered insurance. So there are ways to do this. The state did a similar number on the dam at Randall. Chinese retro, fronting policies, retro plan B. State does it with Aetna's health insurance, right? Basically, Aetna just paid 10% and only 7 days. Everything else is just the kind of it. So is the state self-insurance or the state self-insurance that you are under right now at Aetna? Yes and no.
So this is generally for pay basic business and hospitals, et cetera, if you're putting up, you never have to go to the insurance for the
Yes.
And
if they do
not insurance,
group self-insured medical costs.
Yeah. I don't want to start the point of saying that some municipal is just kind of zoning over here and it's just set up and
I don't think they can touch the rope. It's available in the financial market. I need to get that cost of just that.
Thank you. immediately. We're not sure we can do a pool right now, so we're not sure we can do help. But we couldn't do liability 2 years ago because the market was so soft. Now there is no market, we can't do it. So maybe what happens with health, we don't know. We have no time, good time to get into health, but
just to give
there are some leads that do have that, but not like.
Well, what's the point of this?
Okay, well. This morning we were talking about House Bill 128. I'm going to appoint a subcommittee with myself and Mr. Greenberg. And if Mr. Pitta wants to join in, fine. Anyway, it's okay to be here. And then we'll try to come back here.
I'm going to lose some money on the deal, but the rest of us did a good one.